The European Commission has just released a report on employment. It urges original EU members to rethink restrictions on the movement of labour from new EU countries. The report was prepared by EU Commissioner and former Czech Prime Minister Vladimír Špidla. It's been nearly 2 years now since the EU expanded to include former communist bloc countries like the Czech Republic. But only three states, the United Kingdom, Ireland and Sweden, opened their labour markets outright. Although estimates show that the number of migrant workers is fairly high, there hasn't been the alarming surge of cheap workers that some countries had feared. Jan Wellinger spoke to David Kral of Europium, a think tank on European issues. He asked him how he viewed the experience of the last 2 years.
The experience that we had with actually the three countries that opened the labour markets from the moment of the accession of 10 new members in May 2004, it actually shows that the movement of labour from these new member states to the three countries, the UK, Ireland and Sweden, have not been so significant. The numbers are quite insignificant compared to the numbers of workers from non-EU members. In that respect, the Commission is recommending that current restrictions should be lifted in the remaining old member states.
Following this report, which countries are most likely to follow the recommendation?
Well, it seems that some of the countries are almost sure to lift the restrictions after the expiry of this two-year transition period. It's most likely to be Finland, which already before the accession signaled that it will open the labour market outright, but at the end it decided not to do so. Spain and Portugal also seem to be quite sure, also perhaps because of the fact that Spain and Portugal don't seem to be the main, let's say, target countries for the potential migrations. So maybe there are not such high concerns as in Germany or in Austria, for instance. Also, some of the countries which are undecided are thinking of lifting the restriction for some sectors only. I think that could be the case mainly of sectors such as the construction work, for instance, or the Netherlands or France.
Of course, this is really what it's about, isn't it? The sort of main target countries, countries like France, for instance, or in the case of the Czech Republic, neighboring Germany and Austria. What would it take to convince these countries to drop restrictions sooner?
Well, I think this is going to be it is going to be quite difficult, no matter what the figures actually tell us. But I think that the geographic proximity of these countries, you know, to the new member states, makes the population somehow more worried. I think if the economic situation, particularly in Germany, turns better, which seems to be the case, I mean, there's been a recovery recently. I think that can have positive repercussions on the sort of perception towards opening up the labor market. At the same time, it's been cited that Germany seems to be committed to keep the restrictions for the maximum transition period, which is 7 years. It seems that the political will is generally not there, and we've seen that even within the European Commission, which is not supposed to take into account the individual national positions, but one of the strongest clashes over the Commission report has been between Benita Ferrero-Waldner, the Austrian Commissioner, and some of the commissioners of the new member states, namely Mr. Špidla and Danuta Hübner of Poland.
Some Czechs say they don't even want to exercise the right to move into these labor markets, but that they feel like second-class citizens.
Yes, I think this is certainly one of the things that has to be taken into consideration, the symbolical dimension, you know, of this. I mean, you know, before the accession, it was often communicated here that the free movement of workers or labor is one of the cornerstones of European integration, and keeping these restrictions for too long, I think, could have very negative repercussions.
That was David Kral of Europium.